today they attack Misrata from two sides, from the eastern side, one college, medical technical college, where they are based in. They get out from this base or this college and they attack Misrata through Benghazi Street. And they use the mortars and heavy artillery and they try to enter Misrata. But our fighters was so brave and they make them escape. And after that, they turn back and come from another way, which is in the southeast. And they try to attack the port, the seaport. And it was heavy shelling to the port for 2.5 hours. And after that, they escape when our fighters fight with them. In the night, at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, in the night, they attack from, you know, that they are based in the old hospital, which is under renovation. They are, their tanks and their jeep cars are based there. So they attack the neighborhood. We have two civilians killed from one family. This attack came in for 1 hour, I think. And after that, they escape again. This is all what happened today in Misrata.
Who in the family was killed?
The two brothers. I think they are 27, 25 years old. One of them 27 and another 25. I'm not sure because they didn't bring them to the hospital that we are in. They take them to another private clinic away from us. So we just hear about this. I didn't see them.
What are the needs currently in the hospital in Misrata?
We're still in severe shortage in medical instrument and drugs, especially the anesthetic drug and the sedation and the narcotic and the big killer also. We have no more than 70 injured patients in our hospital, which should have not more than 40. So now we have 30 patients extra. We are using a polyclinic in Misrata, in the center of Misrata. Since 3 years we are using it now. 4 days back or 5 days back, they attack this polyclinic with mortars. So we evacuate our patient to this private clinic in Al Jazeera, a place called Al Jazeera. This name is Al Hikma private clinic. We evacuate our patient to it for the safety of our patient. So now we are not using a government hospital. We are using a private hospital. Yesterday they used a mortar for the to shell the polyclinic, but thanks God that there is nobody there, no patient there, I mean. So this shelling fall on some cars there and in the garden, not in the clinic itself.
Yes.
But this clinic yesterday, they bombed it also. They bombed this private clinic yesterday with two mortars, I think. It fell in the garden.
Are snipers still occupying the areas around Tripoli Road?
There is 44 snipers came down from one building in Misrata called At-Tadamun. It's in the center of Misrata near the court. This happened in the afternoon at 4:30, I think. There is 44 snipers came down trying to occupy the region surrounding this building. And they call a tank. I don't know how they call it. The tank come to support. So our rebels use the RPG to destroy this tank. And they kill many of them. We don't know how many of them are killed from the snipers. After that, there is armored Tundra. You know the Tundra, the Tuta, this big one. It's armored, I think, against Polat and Sudan, something like that. Takes all the dead body of the snipers and run away. And the other snipers go back to this building. This fight takes around 1.5 hours. The other building is a Libyan insurance company, Ta'min. There is one sniper try to shoot our rebels with an RPG, and we have one brave heart rebel who shoot this sniper and take him from this high building down. We are waiting for the airstrikes from the Allied forces to help us, because they are based in the hospital, in the vegetable market, in one place in the south of Misrata called Souk El Arab, and in one resort beach called Shati El Aman. This is near to the sea, sure. And they are based, some of their troops are based there, and from time to time they go out and try to make troubles for us. So we are waiting for the Allied forces to help us.